When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Blooming English, where we make learning the language as fun and engaging as possible. Today we're talking about similes, those creative comparisons we all use to bring more color to our conversations. A simile is simply a way to compare two things using like or as. You've probably used similes without even realizing it, and today we'll show you just how common and helpful they are. We'll look at some everyday examples, dive into how similes change from region to region, and show you how they're different from metaphors. Let's get started. Common similes. Let's kick things off with some classic similes that you've probably heard 100 times before. These are the kinds of comparisons people use every day without even thinking about it. First, there's as busy as a bee. This one's perfect for describing someone who's always buzzing around, working hard, just like a bee. For example, if your friend is juggling work, school, and a side project, you might say, "She's as busy as a bee with everything on her plate." Another common one is as clear as day. When something is easy to understand or very obvious, this simile works great. Imagine you're giving someone directions and they get it right away. You'd say, "The directions were as clear as day, no confusion at all." One more that comes up a lot is like a fish out of water. This is a good way to describe someone who feels awkward or out of place. For example, if you're at a formal event, but you're not used to dressing up, you might say, "I felt like a fish out of water in that fancy suit." These similes help paint a picture for whoever you're talking to, making your point easier to understand and more interesting. Similes in different regions. Now let's take a trip around the English-speaking world to see how similes change from place to place. You'll notice that similes often reflect the culture, humor, and environment of the region. In the UK, people might say, "as thick as two short planks." It's a cheeky way of saying someone isn't very smart. For example, "he forgot his keys 3 times today. He's as thick as two short planks." In the US, you'll often hear, "as cool as a cucumber." It's a simple, relaxed way to say someone is calm under pressure. Picture someone staying completely calm during a stressful meeting. You'd say, "he was as cool as a cucumber the whole time." In Australia, a common simile is as dry as a bone. This one's used to describe something that's extremely dry, often in reference to the weather. For instance, "it hasn't rained in months. The ground is as dry as a bone." Each region has its own unique set of similes, which makes traveling or talking to people from different places even more interesting. Similes versus metaphors. Now let's clear up something that sometimes gets confused: similes and metaphors. They're both comparisons, but they work a little differently. A simile, as we've seen, uses like or as to make the comparison. For example, "he's as brave as a lion." It's clear that the person is being compared to a lion's bravery, but you're not saying they are a lion. A metaphor, on the other hand, skips like or as and makes the comparison directly. So instead of saying someone is like a lion, you might say, "he's a lion in battle," meaning he's just as fierce and courageous as a lion. Both similes and metaphors help add depth and creativity to your language, but similes are a bit more straightforward since the comparison is always clear.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Unusual or quirky similes. let's have some fun with similes that are a little less common, but just as useful for making your point. One that's often used to describe comfort is as snug as a bug in a rug. It's perfect for those moments when you feel super cozy and warm, like when you're wrapped up in a blanket. For example, I was as snug as a bug in a rug last night under that blanket. Then there's as blind as a bat. This one is used when someone can't see well or misses something obvious. If your friend can't read a sign from a distance, you could say, without her glasses, she's as blind as a bat. A fun one that adds a bit of humor is as mad as a hatter. You might recognize this from Alice in Wonderland. It's used to describe someone who's a bit eccentric or acting crazy. For instance, he came up with the wildest plan, he's as mad as a hatter. These quirky similes add a bit of character and playfulness to your language, and they're great for storytelling or just making your conversation more lively. Similes in literature and poetry. Similes aren't just for everyday speech. They're a powerful tool in literature and poetry, too. Writers use similes to help readers connect with the characters and the emotions in a story. For example, in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Mark Twain describes a character as being as sweet as a rose. This simile helps us understand just how kind and gentle the character is by comparing them to something we all know to be beautiful and delicate. In Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare uses the famous line, "My love is like a red, red rose." It's a classic way to express how strong and beautiful Romeo's feelings are for Juliet. By using similes, writers make it easier for readers to visualize what's happening and feel more connected to the story. Practice section. Let's put some of these similes into action. We'll give you a few scenarios and you can try to guess which simile fits best. Scenario 1. Your friend remained super calm during a stressful job interview. Which simile could you use to describe them? The answer is as cool as a cucumber. Your friend was as cool as a cucumber during the interview. Scenario 2. You're at a fancy event, but you feel really out of place. Which simile would work here? The correct simile is like a fish out of water. You felt like a fish out of water at the event. Scenario 3. You had the best night's sleep in your warm bed. What simile would you choose to describe it? The answer is as snug as a bug in a rug. You were as snug as a bug in a rug all night. Similes like these make your descriptions more relatable and fun. When to use similes. Before we wrap up, let's talk about when to use similes. They're great for adding some color to casual conversations. If you're telling a story or explaining how you feel, similes like as busy as a bee or as clear as day fit perfectly. That said, in more formal settings like business or academic writing, you might want to be a bit more careful. Too many similes can make your writing feel less professional, so it's often better to stick with straightforward language unless a simile really helps make your point. In the right context, though, similes are a great way to make your speech more engaging without being over the top. Conclusion. That's all for today's episode of Blooming English. We've explored the wonderful world of similes, from the classic ones you hear every day to the quirky ones that add humor to your speech. Similes help us paint pictures with words, whether we're feeling as cool as a cucumber or as snug as a bug in a rug. Next time you're in conversation, see how many similes pop up, and don't be afraid to throw a few of your own into the mix. Join us next time, and until then, keep your English blooming.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.